Welcome to Beyond 100K, a special series introducing you to the MFR Coaches Beyond 100K Mastermind. Over the next few weeks, we'll bring you insightful conversations with guests who will share their experiences inside the Mastermind. From discussing strategies for creating second offers to insights on hiring additional MFR therapists, overcoming obstacles, and scaling their MFR businesses beyond the 100K milestone. Sit back and enjoy the episodes.
Welcome to the MFR Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how you can create a six-figure MFR practice. I'm your host, Heather Hommel. Not only have I been practicing MFR for 11 years, I'm also a life and business coach, especially for MFR therapists. My goal is for you to understand how to get fully booked, how to talk to your clients, and how to make sure they understand what's possible for them with MFR treatment. I'm here to help you stop under-earning, overworking, and burning out. I'll lend support so you can create the MFR practice you've always wanted. Learn how you can do it too, even if you live in a tiny town, and even if you're just starting out, and even if you've ran your practice for years. Let's go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to our special Beyond 100K series on the podcast. I'm joined today by Sarah Borda, Sarah Martin, and Elizabeth Lorenz, and we are going to talk all about the ability to take vacations, and not only to take vacations, but to take a lot of time off and still make money. Welcome to the show. Sarah Borda, do you want to introduce yourself first and tell us a little bit about you and your MFR practice?
Sure. My name's Sarah Borda. I'm a licensed massage therapist in Chester, New Jersey. I've been practicing MFR for 20 years. I've been in business for 21 years. I love what I do. The biggest challenge is taking time off.
Yeah, we'll get into that. That's so good. I'm glad you said that. Sarah Martin, you want to tell us about you and your business?
Yeah, my name is Sarah Martin. I'm a licensed massage therapist in San Antonio, Texas. My business is Fire Rainbow Myofascial Release. And I've been the owner and operator of my business for 3 years now, which I'm very excited about.
So fun. All right. Elizabeth, do you want me to call you Liz? What are we doing?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll answer either, but...
All right, introduce yourself.
I'm Elizabeth Lorenz. I am a licensed massage therapist in Montana. I've been doing MFR for 10 years, and I own Renew Health Group in Montana.
Awesome. What city are you in?
Billings.
Okay, great. All right. So inside the Mastermind, we've talked about lots of things. One of them is the idea of taking 6 weeks off. When I was telling you guys about that, what were your thoughts when you first heard me say that? And I know, like, Liz, you've taken time off. Do you want to, maybe let's start with you. Tell us about how much time you've taken off this in the last 12 months.
So I've taken 12 weeks off, and three of them were to go to seminars, and the rest were just weeks off.
Amazing. And did that have an impact on the amount of income you were able to make? What was the implication of taking 12 weeks off?
I still made more money this year than I've ever made it in any year.
Okay. Do you want to share how much you were able to make that time off?
I made over $109,000 this last year, and I took 12 weeks off.
Yeah. When you figured that out, what were your thoughts about that?
I was surprised. But really excited, and then was like, how did I create this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how did you create it?
I had a Heather.
I love that response.
I mean, like, you had to actually, like, take action to do that. That's so funny.
I know. So one of my biggest things was that I wanted to still be a mom. I have 4 kids, but 2 of them are graduated. And I have 7-year-old twin boys who obviously I spend a lot of time with. So I wasn't willing to give up my time with them, but I still wanted to be in my practice and be making money to be able to go do continuing ed or whatever the flexibility was that we wanted. And so I really focused on the days of the week that I was going to be in there and was intentional of making sure my schedule was exactly what I wanted it to be. And then I set my prices for the amount of people that I wanted to see.
Perfect. So knowing that you're able to take 12 months off and go beyond 100K this last year in your practice, what does 2024 look like for you for taking time off?
I'll probably take at least another couple more weeks off. More than 12 this time. We just have a lot of stuff going on this year already that I know I'm going to have to take time off, but I still want to have quality time with my kids too. So that's my plan.
Awesome. So it's like you've done it before. So now you know you can do it again and you can take off as much as you want and still hit your goals.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. We're going to circle back to you and ask you more questions in a little bit. Sarah Borda, how are you doing with taking time off? What has been the history of you in relationship to time off in your practice?
Well, last year in 23, I took 5 weeks off for 5 separate intensives, which was radical for me. Mm-hmm. But it was so necessary because I've been having some health issues and, you know, it's amazing what you'll do to keep your health good.
Yeah.
So I took 5 weeks off for intensives. And I think, you know, me in numbers, I think I probably took another 3 weeks off. You know, I probably had 9 weeks off last year. And I always have to remember how much time I had off when I look at like my number. I mean, my number's really good, but I tend to forget my past and focus on my future. Mm-hmm. And I made just as much last year as I did the year before when I didn't have as much time off.
I think that's really like, I just want you to take a pause there because a lot of people think that if you take time off, it's at the expense of your income and you are able to take the time off and make the same amount, which is incredible.
It's bizarre. Like, you know, I guess that's quantum physics. I don't know. I'm sure I worked, you know, I might've broken my boundaries a little bit that I had around how much I was going to work. I mean, I am an addict to working. So mm-hmm. I'm actually addicted to helping people with MFR. That's really what I'm addicted to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I looked at my numbers at the end of the year, I was like, okay, you need to remember you took all that time off. So download that.
Yeah. Like it's safe to take the time off.
Yeah. It's safe. And then this year in 24, I was like, no, I'm not feeling the intensive 5 week thing again. And then I don't know what it was 6 weeks ago. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I just heard this voice in my head going, take May off.
Yeah. So that's what we're planning, right? Is to take the entire month of May off.
Yes.
For no reason, right? Like it's not like you have to pack your month full of things to do. Like you can just take it off. I'm sure you've decided now.
I'm taking it off. And what I didn't realize when I heard the voice was that I do have a couple of trips already planned. And it's sort of luxurious to think about not working, working, working and going on my trip and coming back and working, working, working and being exhausted from the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I do have a couple of trips planned, like 2 family things and then 1 like good friend in California thing, which will be super fun. But I was just looking at the calendar and that's almost 5 weeks. Yikes. Ah. And it's so luxurious, but it's also, I don't know if this is my mind or my body. I don't really feel it in my body when I say it, but you know, of course I'm nervous about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I realized from listening to one of our sessions, one of our group calls over the last couple of weeks, I'm more nervous about the feelings that I'm going to go through.
Yeah. Like when you are alone with yourself or when you just have that time.
Yeah. Or if I have to like figure out how to pay a bill or I haven't gotten my taxes back from my accountant yet. And I'm pretty sure I'm okay. But, you know, I don't know what that number's going to look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's risky.
Is it risky only because you haven't maybe gone through and like looked at exactly what your numbers are? So you know that you have.
Probably.
This is just an instance of like touching your numbers.
Yeah. And I'm going to touch them in May.
Okay. We're recording this in March. I would suggest that you start touching them now so you can see and prove to yourself that that anxiety about numbers doesn't necessarily need to be there. The worry, like worrying feels like we're doing a lot of things, but we're just creating anxiety for ourselves. So just get the answer. And also remember, you took 5 weeks off the year before, and there wasn't a time where you were like, I can't pay my bills.
Yeah. And the really weird thing is, at the same time that I decided that, I was getting a lot of work done on my hands, and I didn't realize, girls, ladies, guys, this is holds a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Your hands.
A lot.
Your tool.
And all the stuff that's been going on with my face is connected to my hands. Right. And anyway, the more I've gotten my hands opened up, the more I've been feeling like I'm just going to take the grip off my practice.
Ooh.
Stop being gripped.
Yeah.
And also being gripped about selling myofascial release and like having some sort of awkward thing going on for me around it all, you know?
Yeah.
And when I did that, people are just throwing me their credit cards.
Yeah, it can be really easy.
And also when my clients have found out I'm taking May off, they're like, oh, well, I'm double booking in April and we need to get June going.
Yes. Taking time off is a funnel to being not only fully booked, but booked out for longer and longer. Like it's a business hack because taking time off doesn't have to mean a decrease in clients at all, ever.
I think the old way of thinking is that scarcity thing, which is like, oh my God, I'm turning the faucet on. They're never going to come back again. They're going to go somewhere else, and maybe they will, and maybe they won't. But just this sort of like, you're not pleasing anybody anymore.
Yeah, you're pleasing yourself, which actually in turn helps you help people better. Yeah.
Right.
So good. Okay, we're going to circle back to you too, because I have many questions. Sarah Martin, tell us about your time off that you took. First vacation in 10 years.
I was actually looking at the numbers, and it's the first vacation since 2003.
Okay.
Whenever I moved to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you've taken time off to go to seminars, right?
Right. But that's not a vacation. That's work related. Yeah.
So you took off a full vacation. How long was your vacation, and what was the experience like for you, like leading up to that and while you were there and then coming back?
So it's a little combination platter, because it was also with my boyfriend, whom it was our first time traveling away together. We've been together 8 years, so we have our lives together, but we had never done a trip like this. And it was 4 days. We drove down to Corpus Christi. We drove around and looked at things, looking at property and things like that. But it was a lot of like sitting on the balcony, a lot of naps, a lot of lying down, slow walks. And honestly, I feel like I've had a lot of practice in the last 3 years of kind of like not taking, I mean, 4 days doesn't seem like a lot to some people. To me, it was like, holy smokes, this is a lot of chunk of time. But I've like ebbed out times where I'll take a Saturday off, or I take an extra day off, and just being able to have that time to just allow myself not to interact with the world.
Mm-hmm. Like not to have to get back to clients.
Right.
Not to have to answer questions. Yeah.
Yeah. And not to put my hands on anybody. Like looking back, like I'm a hugger. I'm a touchy-feely person. And then I'm not anymore, because I get touched. I touch so many people in my practice, like hands-on, that I'm like, I need to step back and pull myself in, all my energies in, so I can just re-energize.
Mm-hmm. What was it like being like, you weren't alone, but being alone with yourself? And I'm sure clients still texted you, you still got emails. Like, what was it like to not interact with clients during that time off?
So I'm going to tell myself a little bit here, because I went to go pick up my boyfriend, Eric, and I immediately, as soon as like I got there, I'd gotten 2 emails and a text message. And I'm like, listen, just give me 20 minutes so I can get this all squared away, because I will freak out. So I made a call. I sent out 2 quick emails, and then I could put everything away. But at some point I'll be able to receive those and be like, and then I'll look at these again in 4 days. But this time was not that time.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, and this is for everybody listening and for these ladies on the call, especially you, Sarah, that's like setting yourself up to be gone for 5 weeks in a row, like what systems can you put in place for next time so that like maybe it's an autoresponder on your email, it's the voicemail updated on your phone, or it's a text an auto text responder so that you know that like the level of customer service that you want to have happen is happening, but you're not the actual person that has to be interacting and you can respond when you get back. How does that land?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't know, like until you go through the process of like, what's going to pop up and what are you going to have to attend to? And what if you set up a system ahead of time, like, so you don't have to do that. Like for me, I have to delete Facebook while if I go on a trip. Otherwise I'll be like in the coaching group coaching people. Cause I love it so much. And I like tell myself I love it so much that I can't disengage. And that's like beside the point, right? It's like, no, the point is to rest from doing this, rest from being like always on. Okay. So do you have any plans to take other time off this year?
So this year is going to be a little bit different. I'm probably going to take a couple days, carve out some days, but this year my goals are to really get my working capital set aside and taken care of so I can really have a financial base for my business.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's talk about the apprehension to take time off and what we think taking time off means for our business. Does anyone have a story they want to share about not being able to take time off or only being able to take time off if it meant something MFR related or MFR adjacent? So I know when I've been in practice and even as in practice as the MFR coach, sometimes the only time off I've taken like over the last 10, 12, 13, I don't know, however long it's been, 14 years, I don't know, has been to go to an MFR seminar or to go for like T for T. And like one day I had this epiphany and I was like, I literally haven't been on vacation with my family because I take so much time off to like go to seminars, which I love, but how can I set myself up to do both things or to do like start to really prioritize the time with my family or time doing like new experiences versus just like what's been comfortable for me?
For me, I always like was like, oh my gosh, if I don't tell my clients I'm leaving, then it's a big deal. If I tell them, then they're like, why are you going somewhere? Oh, like it was a whole thought, right? And almost every trip, including if I go to MFR stuff, then my kids or my whole family will like meet me wherever it is for the end of it after classes are done. So this year I decided in October, it wasn't like a whole year's worth long, but I was like, oh, this is silly. I don't have to like combine my vacations. I can do my MFR classes and then have family time too. So I had a little panic about it, but I did it. And my goal was to be able to take my kids last minute somewhere if it came up. And my kids and I went to training in October. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, I can sell mini immersives. Like some of my clients are coming more often and they need that extra time. So I might as well be selling more packages. And so I decided when I just got home that I was going to turn around and go to San Antonio for a week with my kids. And around that time, I started to panic. I was like, oh my gosh, no one's going to be on my books, nothing. And we were in a coaching group or something. And you had mentioned to just take the drama out of it and you can sell any time to anyone. So as soon as I got back, I just started selling bigger packages in immersive form to my clients and they bought them and I was completely booked before I even got home.
That's amazing.
So it got rid of like the drama of me leaving with my kids and being like, okay, well, how am I going to afford to pay my bills if I don't have people because I took an extra week in there? Guess what? Everything survived.
Yeah. I think too, like we have these businesses where we can literally create our own demand when we want it. Like I think Sarah said this really like turn the faucet on or off. And it doesn't have to feel like you're under pressure to perform or to please your patients or to make a certain amount of money. Like I think when we stay in this energy of this is the goal I have. Like, this is the thing I see for myself. I want to take 6 weeks off in a row, or I want to have 12 weeks or 15 weeks off this year, but I want to make this amount of money. You can literally figure out, okay, how many sessions do I need to sell to create that? And do I have the time for that? Or do I need to adjust? Or can I sell a bigger package? Or how many packages is it? It really almost always, it just always is a math problem. We are the ones that make it complicated, and we're the ones that like add on all of the layers of drama that make us feel uncomfortable or make us feel like selling is bad or making money is bad. You had mentioned before we started recording that you had a really big, and I think your fourth quarter was huge. Do you want to share what you did and how you did it?
So in November, even with taking 2 weeks, well, on Christmas, so I probably took 2.5 weeks off, I made over $35,000 in November and December.
Which is nuts. Like, you're a massage therapist, right? Don't we all have, we're all massage therapists here. We're all like, we can't make any money because we're not physical therapists and we can't bill insurance. Right?
Yep. It's a big hangup for me.
And then here you are and you're like, I just made 35 grand. No big deal.
Yeah. So, and I sold packages, almost 22,000 was full of packages that would roll into this year. So
yeah. And has that been a problem, having that cash influx and having it roll up into 2024?
No, I just kept it in my work savings. And then as my clients have came in and used it, then I've paid myself then.
Nice. But if you had an emergency, you'd be able to tap into that money at any time.
Yes.
Which is nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's so good.
It doesn't feel that, you know, that yucky feeling of like feast or famine, I think is what we've talked about in the past. I know, like, even with my coworkers here, like, it's always like feast or famine because people are canceling or whatever. It's kind of getting rid of that mentality of it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. And when you sell packages or you sell an immersive experience and you get a big influx of money, you can manage the money.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a whole nother level of having these kinds of businesses, is being able to have money like that come in and not just spend all of it, or not panic save it or panic spend it. And you're able to sustain, hold the money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's like, we know what this is like. Yes. All right. I want to circle back to you, Sarah Borda. I want to talk about your plans for your time off, and you think like, your stress levels around taking the time off. Like, what are you thinking about May now that could keep you from, you'll go on these on your vacation because you have like obligations to people, right? Like, you're going with other people. Is there anything that would keep you from taking that full amount of time off?
No, but let's just say, let's define time off. Because you're talking about making phone calls and checking emails.
I'm talking about not doing that, like setting yourself up ahead of time not to do that.
I know. And that grips
okay.
me.
Okay. Is that why earlier you were like, you left your body earlier? Let's talk about it a little bit. Like, what about it?
Yeah, that definitely grips me. That kind of hit me when you were talking. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean it. I mean, take the time off.
I have resistance to taking 5 weeks off and going like incognito, like going down under, like disappearing off the map. That is really scary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might be working on my website while I'm off. I mean, the time is for me to muse. I'm going to travel. I'm going to muse. I'm going to allow myself to float through some days, which is like orgasmic, you know. Sorry, you can't say that.
Yes, you can.
And it's like my favorite thing to do is just to like let the next action present itself to me in my free day. It's so luxurious.
Yeah.
Like, you get more done.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine. I think it's just really, though, deciding ahead of time a goal for like, I want to have this website done, or I want to have this online scheduling done while I'm on this quote unquote, like hands-off time. And then really just telling yourself like, earmarking the days, like these are vacation days. These are when I'm not doing these things. This is when I am. And I think just being really intentional with the time.
That's kind of how I was thinking, because I don't want to be like have 5,000 split personalities during the month.
Right. Well, and the whole idea isn't to make you like so uncomfortable that you can't even enjoy the time off. But one thing I'll just share personally for me, like, was it over Christmas time? We took 2 weeks off, or no, I think we just took a week off as a company. And that was the first time I had ever done that since starting this business. And it was highly uncomfortable for me because I am like just very rigid with my customer service. And like, I just never want anyone to experience like not knowing, you know, an answer to something or feel supported or whatever. But I made myself like, we disengage. Like I deleted my email app. I deleted Facebook. I did not allow myself to log in on my computer. And what the result of that was, I came up with all of this teaching, like for the mastermind, mm-hmm. right? Like all this curriculum. I didn't create it while I was doing that. It came after the break.
Right.
So it's like when you have that space and that silence, you do become extremely creative, no matter what your business is. And then your flow. And I think the clarity for like what you want on your website or how you're going to do that. And it makes it easier instead of like trying to push through and make something happen.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I'm not going to do like half of a week of work days. It might just be like one work day a week. Mm-hmm. And the rest yeah. is like creative time.
Calling all MFR therapists. Get ready to level up your practice and unlock your full potential with the Beyond 100K Mastermind. Applications open on April 12th, 2024. Enroll by April 14th, and you'll receive a complimentary and private one-on-one call with me, Heather, valued at over $500. This personalized session will provide tailored insights to accelerate your growth. Join us for a free training session on April 12th at 1 p.m. Central, with an encore presentation April 14th at 3 p.m. Central. Learn how to scale your MFR business, improve client outcomes, establish your authority, increase your income, and even carve out time for yourself with 6 weeks off every year. Don't miss this opportunity to take your practice to the next level. Sign up for the free training today. Go to themfrcoach.com/webinar.
Let's talk about the idea of letting go of the like grip on your business. I think you shared earlier like the grip you felt on selling hard. Sarah Martin, did you have a question for Sarah Borda?
Yes, that's my question. Like not what you meant by that, but more like your experience with letting go of that grip. Like what were your thoughts, your feelings? What result are you getting? What's happening?
After that or before that?
All of the above. I'm just curious about all of it. Like, how did you get to the conclusion to let go of the grip?
Okay. I've been gripped for 20
years. Right? Like, the whole train of thought.
Gosh, you got the grippy gloves.
I've been gripped for 65 years. What are you kidding me?
Okay, well, we can do an abridged version of that part of it.
Yeah. So, I've almost been with Heather, like, 2 years, right? Like, coming around to my 2-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And it's been such a process for me. I feel like I started off like this innocent, like I was very gripped when I started off. But I mean, you need to stay in the program long enough to get the gold.
Yeah.
And for me, like I'm all about growth. And like, I get that how I show up the first day is not how I show up the last day, right? Because we're growing. But you know, I went through all these different stages with the coaching where like, I was like, okay, I'm going to take Heather's template and I'm going to put this in my work. And, you know, I tried different things and I tried it this way and I tried it that way. And I was already successful by mm-hmm. financial ways and by being booked, but she gave me like a lot of meat to get into, right? And after a while, I feel like I have on somebody else's like clothes and I need to get back to me and just be in this might sound weird, but just be in relationship with my clients. Be even more of a human being, be more honest with them. But I don't know, something about getting my hands worked on has made me more gentle, because I can be like super intense. And I just let go. And I think you just grow into it. Like, I didn't know that was going to happen. But I just realized, like, why am I having all this resistance to this template that I'm trying to like force myself into? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of what I learned. It's all so good. But, you know, you got to try on like different clothes before you go out. You got to be in the ones that are the most comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Not think that you know what's going to feel good. You have to look at yourself and feel how you feel. And, you know, I just realized that now I'm a mix of what I've learned with Heather and myself.
Yeah.
And that feels more balanced. And I don't know, you know, it just feels good to be more me. With a lot of the structure that I've learned from Heather.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like with John's work, right? You know, John always says, you're going to learn this and then you're going to go make it your own.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I think too, when you work with a coach or you work in a group, like some tendencies are to try to be like the best student and to like do it the quote unquote like coach's way, even when that's like never the intention, for people to just copy and paste or think that there's one right way to do it. So I appreciate you being like, oh, I just need to make this more me. I've come to that realization recently, like working with my own coaches, like I can try things someone else's way and be successful, but I'm not going to be truly happy unless at the end of the day, the success also feels like me and I feel like I'm doing what I want to do. And it's not the coach's fault or whatever. It's just, it's like my conditioning or my patterning to like want to people please a little bit or like do things to be liked by whoever I'm working with. Like I just had this realization like a few weeks ago where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm totally doing this way because I want to like fit in with this group of people. And it's like the truth of the matter is like I don't need to fit in. I'm the one that has to decide what rooms I want to belong in. And I have to create the belonging. Like I have to create the experience for myself, even when it just really sucks to have to do that, you know, because it's like, how do you even create that for yourself? I don't know, but I have a reason behind what I was saying. Like when we first started working together, you were so overworked. Like your only goal really, I remember, was like to work less hard at what you were doing and to enjoy it more. Do you feel like you've completed that process?
Oh yeah. I mean, I was really fried.
Yeah.
I was really, really fried. You know, that was the beginning of like all my health stuff. Mm-hmm. Thanks. It's all your fault. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just trying to kill all of y'all one at a time. So.
But for me, I feel like I wasn't trying to please you, but my thing is I've always felt like, you know, I wasn't the smartest kid in the class. You know, I'm 65 and I don't understand technology. And also I have always felt like I was doing it wrong.
But you were the highest earner coming into the program. You know what I mean? So like something's working. Like even if we just use that, I know you hate it when I say that, but even if we just use like that data point, you fucking know what you're doing like already.
Well, I mean, one thing I've realized through the coaching is that, you know, a lot of my dad had his own insurance agency. So like I grew up in the fish water of what it's like to have your own business. Like, that's just like in my blood. So for me, when people go, oh, I can't believe you have such a successful business.
Why can't they believe it?
Yeah, why?
That's so offensive.
Well, because they can't do it. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody wants to do it, right? But for me, it was like the most natural thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Start my own, of course, because I can't stand taking orders from idiots.
Yeah, I know, me too. I think we all probably feel similar.
Yeah. If it's not efficient and it's a stupid thing to do, I'm going to be like, get me out of here.
Also, I think you're kind of like a questioner.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a questioner and like a little bit of a rebel, which I identify as too. And so I just think it's healthy to be like, I don't want to do it that way, or this isn't what I like, you know? And like, we can wrestle each other all day long. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's like, just have fun and love what you're doing. And also like, be honest about what is working and what isn't working so that you have the awareness to change it so that you can love it even more. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And definitely what isn't working is my ability to change my boundaries at work and overwork still a little bit.
But it's way better.
It's way better. And yeah. Also, I can see June being even way, way better, because that's like sort of the main thing. I wanted to stop the madness.
Exactly. Which I think you've created. And I think there's so much more room for you to create even more ease in your practice. Like, yeah, you're going to have to feel into where you're still resistant to doing things, right? The things that will make it easy. And that's okay. You can take your time. You don't have to beat yourself up over it. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's like me and like getting my team to work good. Like, that's where I have the most resistance in my business that makes my business easier for me. But I'm like, oh God, it just feels like so much work to have to be so organized. Even though I'm like pretty organized, but it's like really hard to tell other people how to do things and what to do. Yeah. So I get you.
Thanks. I always feel that way when I talk to you. I do feel God. I feel God.
Mm-hmm. All right. For Sarah and Liz, like, where do you guys feel, or do you have any resistance around anything else like related to time off or like selling MFR? I think there's this empowering piece that you can feel. This for everybody listening is like, you don't have to post on Instagram that you're out of the office. You don't have to post that your schedule is full. Like, you can literally be accepting new clients at any time, even if you're on vacation. And that can be in the way of letting them leave you a voicemail, letting them schedule online, letting them email you, whatever. Mm-hmm. And no one has to know. But I think when you have the time off, it creates more demand in your practice and it gets people thinking like, oh, this is very important to me. And I really want to be on your schedule when you get back. Not because I'm mad that you're going out of town. Like, our clients like us to go out of town. I feel like Sarah Martin, you're like,
yeah,
I love when you take vacation.
I do. I love it when you take vacation. You come back with so many ideas. But those phone calls and emails that I had, those were three brand new clients. And I feel like when I made the decision and I'm leaving my house to go on this vacation, they showed up. You know, they prepaid, they were on my schedule, but they also called and responded, like had a question. So I wanted to get their question taken care of. But that was also the other thing, is like giving myself permission to leave the office and it's not something related to work or MFR in any way, like even adjacent. It just shifted whatever the energy, the space, whatever my thinking, so I can just be open to having brand new clients just showing up, which they do just show up, but it was like three of them that morning. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah. Taking time off isn't going to prevent you from getting clients. I think is, you know, really the underlying message here is it can actually help you create clients. It can help you create new ideas. It can make,
yeah.
I think just the audacity to take time off and take care of yourself and not be doing something MFR related is super baller when it comes to having a sustainable and successful MFR practice. We are so MFR immersed at all times because we love what we do and we love going to seminars and we love getting treatment. And please, nobody cancel me, but there's a whole wide world of other activities that you can also love and enjoy and experience fully from a Channel 3 perspective. And even sometimes there's a little Channel 5 things that are like also fun to be involved in.
Yeah,
just saying it as an option.
Can I pop in for a second? Like,
yeah,
you had asked me if I had anything planned for the rest of the year. And I don't, because I'm working on my financial side, but it hasn't stopped me from perusing inclusive resorts to go to next year. Like, I'm planning for the future to get out of my own way.
Right. Well, I might even coach you on the part where you can't have time off just because you have a financial goal. Like, we're working on building your working capital. So
right
now your thought is like, I have to be careful or I can't go on vacation. And I just want to peel back and challenge you that, like, how can taking time off actually make you money? It doesn't mean you have to go spend a bunch of money to take time off.
Well, so let me rephrase that.
Okay.
It wouldn't be until June and then I reevaluate.
Perfect. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderfully beautiful. You've said no to some things that were hard for you to say no to because you're putting your business first.
Yeah.
But also we have to remember, like, we have to be generous with ourselves in creating like luxurious amounts of rest.
Mm-hmm.
What would you all say to people that are, maybe they're like you, Sarah, they've had a business for over 20 years and they haven't taken time off? Like, what would you say to them with your experience now, having, you've taken time off, you had 5 weeks off last year to do MFR adjacent things, but still nonetheless taking, it was a lot of self-care. What would you say to them?
I was just thinking about this. I would say the same thing that I said to myself. Now I'm going to get emotional, but it's like, who do I get to become if I take this time off?
Mm.
And I wouldn't become if I didn't. If I was stuck in my pattern and, you know, taking care of everybody else and not getting in touch with my creativity, which is one of my really top goals for this year, is to become more creative. And I'm so curious and nervous and excited and scared about, like, who am I going to be at the other end of this?
Yeah, more you, probably.
Yeah. What am I going to know that I didn't know before? It's like Alice in Wonderland. It's like an adventure. I'm going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, how fun. That gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just tired of having to hold myself back from doing things that are fun, that take energy, because I have to sustain energy for my work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So important. Yeah. Sarah Martin, for you, how are you going to use your extra day off here and there to ensure that your future business is, and your future you, is well taken care of and well supported as you grow your business?
I mean, it really depends. Sometimes I will take specific days off to work on the business, but it won't be hands-on time. It would be specifically behind the scenes. Other days, when I am doing immersives, I also take extra days off afterwards. So in between, kind of a buffer, because what I've found is that as I'm working with people, I have a different amount of recovery that I need to take afterwards when I'm doing immersives versus working with individual people.
Oh, because there's not as much time, like, breaks in between from person to person. It's like an energy shift.
Well, it's an energy shift there, but even when I'm doing immersives and I do like an 8-hour immersive with one person, I love it because there aren't those breaks with different people and I don't have to shift my energy. But because what I found is that I'm so immersed in what I am doing that I then need to take a long nap the next day.
Sure. Fair enough. Fair. I'm into the naps. What about you, Liz? Like, what do you see, like, the future longevity of your business because you're allowing yourself to take spontaneous time off and allowing yourself to have time off in your business now?
So I've gotten a lot more organized with my schedule. And if, you know, I can always add time if I know I'm going to be gone. Or the other part is that I don't have to. So I give myself permission that and just really focus on, like, if I'm going to have a whole bunch of clients back to back to back, I make sure to give myself that time to recuperate. Because you never want to go on vacation, whether it's a staycation or just time away from work, and have to have a vacation from your vacation because you're so tired.
Right. I hate that. But I think too, it's like knowing who you are and how you relax, how long it takes you to relax, and then how long it takes you to recover, like from travel back or something. Cause I think for me, I would always go somewhere and then plan to be back to work on Monday at like 8 a.m. And first of all, I'm not a morning person. So whoever I was when I scheduled myself to be there at 8 a.m, like she was drunk or something was wrong. I don't know why I would choose that. But like choosing to take, you know, like the Monday off, like have that as a recovery day, like a grounding day, just like a re-entry day before you shoot yourself back into the real world of interacting with people. So, yeah. Do you guys, any of you have anything else you want to add before we wrap up? I think this has been a really funny and fun conversation about time off. And I hope people listening can understand and see what's possible when you, you know, really make these decisions on purpose. And you all three have thriving businesses. So like setting yourself up to have these thriving businesses, like both they're financially thriving, they're emotionally thriving, they're spiritually thriving. Your clients are getting really good results. And the power of having a business that you're not burning out in so that you can have time off and keep going, which makes MFR mainstream, right? When we don't have a bunch of burnt out therapists working for $70 an hour, trying to do it all, trying to see 40 or 50 patients in a week to keep the lights on. That's not what we want to see. You guys have anything you want to add?
I mean, I would just, you know, remind us all that we're the asset of our business. And again, that sounds very sort of Wall Street-like, but I'm sure there's more general word. But I mean, I think it sort of shocks you into the reality that if you don't take care of yourself, and it's a cliche, you know, but the whole energy of the structure that you've created starts to change. And we have to remember, it's like an energy thing. And so who we attract in and how many people come forward and all this has everything to do with our health. And I mean, because I've gone through 2 years of challenges with mine, you know, my clients are like, yeah, take May off. Yeah, go.
They want that for you.
They do. And that makes me feel so loved.
Yeah.
It's like really special, but we just have to take care of ourselves. We have to show them too. We have to show our clients how important our health is for our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Liz, you and I have been working together for about a year. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Sarah, well, let's see. I'm trying to think of when. Did you start about this time last year?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. And then Sarah Martin, you and I, how long have we been working together? You were one of my one-on-one clients.
May 2021.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sarah Borden and I, we've been together for 2 years. So yeah, it's fun. I also think it's nice to share that to see like we've got 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. And like when you listen to these ladies, they sound really calm about all of this stuff.
Mm.
And that's possible for anyone listening to have too in your business. Not that you guys don't ever have drama in your businesses, because there will always, always be drama. But I feel like you, like your ability to manage it and not be like, you know what my client did? And like just spin out of the room off of it. You know, there's so much power and empowerment, I think, in being able to have anything happen in your business and you have the tools to manage it. You get to choose how you manage it. And just like anything else, life is 50-50 and so is business. You're going to have good weeks and bad weeks, good days and bad days. And you don't make it mean that if you have a bad day or a bad week, that you're not able to have a good day the next day or a good week the next week, which I think is really, really fun for me to watch.
Can I just add one more thing?
Yeah.
I just want to say that like I've always thought of myself as more of a one-on-one coach kind of girl. Like I like one-on-one therapy, but the benefits that I've seen, and mostly like it's downloaded lately of the group, has been just the normalizing of all the things that we all experience solo all the time. You know, it's lonely being a therapist and, you know, a solo practitioner. And, you know, listening to everybody's story and hearing the patterns of our thoughts and behaviors and struggles, it really normalizes it. And so the benefit of the group thing is that, you know, oh, wow, you know, like this is normal. I'm like normal.
Yeah. We're all just normal. What?
Normal, weird MFR therapist.
Yeah, we get to be weird too.
Interesting MFR therapist.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I just think the benefit to being in this, like in the mastermind in particular, is everybody's successful already. So we're not like trying to be successful. And now we're just like, I think, Liz, maybe you said this when we were talking, it's like a dream factory. I was talking to someone who said that, and it like helps to create a dream factory where people are talking about these bigger dreams, and it's just like not abnormal. It's like the norm to have these bigger dreams and bigger ideas, and you're not weird for having them. And it's just exciting to see what you guys create. It's exciting for me to be a part of it. So it's always an honor to have these conversations with y'all. I just thank you so much. Let's go around and tell people how they can find you. Liz, let's start with you. Where can people find you?
At Renew Health Group of Montana on Facebook.
Perfect. Sarah Martin, where can people find you?
Yes. Hi. You can find me at firerainbowmfr.com. My handles on Instagram and Facebook are firerainbowmfr. You can also email me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, at firerainbowmfr.com, or please give me a call at 210-793-9205.
Awesome.
All my contacts.
Oh, also, you had like some sort of special thing that you were going to offer for MFR therapists that are coming to San Antonio in August. Did you want to just do a quick shout out, like just a quick brief synopsis of what that is and how people can contact you for that?
Of course. Yes. Thank you. There's going to be a vacation series in August, and I am opening up my schedule the week before and the week after in August for MFR therapists for an immersive experience. There are different options. You can do a 8-hour, 10-hour, or 16-hour. Feel free to contact me for any details about it if you're interested, or if you even just have questions. I'm happy to talk with MFR therapists. So yeah. Thank you so much.
So fun. Good. So if you guys are coming for that MFR vacation series in San Antonio in August, get on Sarah Martin's schedule and get some treatment while you're here. Okay. Sarah Borda, where can people find you?
People can find me at bodyhearttherapy.com and on Instagram at myofascialheal_Sarah.
Oh, you do have a website. Okay.
Yeah, I do have a website, and it's 21 years old. And you know what? People still love it, but you know, it's going to be changing.
I love it. You're so funny. Okay. Thank you everybody for joining me. I appreciate the vulnerability and the sharing and all the camaraderie, because it's just so fun to get to know you and, I don't know, be friends with you and just watch your growth. It's been amazing. So thanks everybody.
Thank you.
We'll see you all on another episode of the MFR Coaches Podcast. See you then. Thanks for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and rate and review the podcast. I appreciate it. For more information, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The MFR Coach. And check out my website, www.themfrcoach.com, for more information. If you are currently not working 20 hours or less and making six figures in your MFR business, I want to help you change that. Make sure you tune into the show and get on my email list so you never miss out on important trainings and information. To be the first to find out when we are enrolling next for my 12-month Business Foundations coaching program, get on that email list at www.themfrcoach.com/join. Inside this program, you'll learn how to raise your rate, overcome objections, and sell MFR. You'll become the MFR therapist that never under-earns and never burns out. It's up to us to make MFR mainstream, and it starts with you and your successful MFR practice. See you next week.